Several local groups are working together to promote active living in Cook County, and the annual Move It in May celebration starts today. Joining us now with more about active living is Kristen Wharton of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and psychologist Hartley Newell Arcero. And thanks for being with us this morning, Kristen and Hartley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It feels like May out there, doesn't it?
Feels more like April, I'd say.
You aren't even going to lie, are you?
January.
The weather is less than inspiring, but that's why we're here to be cheerleaders.
way to go. We need some right now. It is the annual Move It in May. You had Move It in February. That was new.
Yeah. And that seems like, to a lot of us, I think it feels like that was just yesterday. So some people are saying to us, well, why, you know, here we're doing it all over again right now. But I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like I really need the motivation this spring. So this is actually our fourth annual Move It in May in Cook County, which seems crazy to me to think we've been doing it for 4 years already. And the idea is that we're just trying to help people just give you one more reason, one more incentive and excuse and fun reason to get active. And that's all about this whole idea of active living, which means just incorporating more movement into our daily lives. So it's really something for everybody. I think that's a really exciting concept, active living, because it means we can all do it. It's for all of us. And the benefits of adding and incorporating more movement, physical movement and activity into our daily lives are so huge. There's just more and more research piling up all the time about how, yes, aerobic activity is really important, but moving is the most important thing. And so that can be, you know, moving in small amounts. It can be hauling firewood. It can be, you know, you name it, but it applies to all of us. And there's huge health benefits to that for everybody.
It's something our parents, grandparents really never thought about.
Right.
They were just busy moving and doing.
Right. When you think about the traditional lifestyles of this area or anywhere, really, you know, if you think back a generation or two, it wasn't really even something people had to think about. We're doing a lot of that in health, community health now, nowadays. It's like going back to the past. So really, this all focuses around our website, although there's tons of events and you don't have to have the internet or have computers to be a part of it. But the main communication tool and the main focus point of the Move It in May month is the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic's website, which is www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org. And then there's a Move It button on there on the homepage that you can click on and get to the Move It site.
What is just one special thing to highlight today that's part of the Move It in month May?
I think the one thing I'd like to really highlight today is check things out on the website. We're doing things a little bit differently this year. In past years, we have added up our miles and minutes of physical activity online, and we've seen how far as individuals or as a community we can circumnavigate Lake Superior. So we did that four times, actually five if you count. I think it was four if you count February. And that was really great, but we felt like we needed a change. And so given the winter that we had and the spring that we're having, we decided that we are going to add up our miles and minutes of activity and see how far we can make it down Highway 61 to New Orleans. So what we're saying is we're going to jazz it up this time. We're going to see how far we can make it on down Highway 61. And so that's different this year. And then we've got a whole bunch of new activities. And the one I'd like to focus on today is talking about these brown bag lunches that we're doing every Thursday in May from noon till 12:40. And it's going to be in the lower level classroom at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. They're free. They're based on topics having to do with physical activity or changing habits or getting motivated. And Hartley's here to talk about the first brown bag lunch that is this Thursday, which is tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
May 2nd. Tomorrow, May 2nd, from 12 to 12:45 at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic.
Well, and Hartley, as the featured speaker, what's the big topic?
Well, it's habitually great. So much of how we move or how we don't move, we don't even think about. Just like a lot of our lives, we are run by habits. And I had the perfect example of that this morning, in that for a brief second, I almost got my keys to get in the car. And that's not a big deal, except I live about 200 yards from here. So it's, but that's so ingrained. So luckily I was coming to talk about Move It in May, and I got my tuchus out the door and up the driveway. And it's just that easy for most of the things. It's not that big a deal. And so tomorrow I'm going to be talking about habits. How do we let go of habits that don't serve us, like automatically reaching for our keys anytime we're out the door? How do we use those habits to kind of wake ourselves up to the ways, to the things that run us? And how can we more easily acquire new habits, like lacing on those tennis shoes or something like that? So we're going to look at habits, hopefully, from a new perspective.
How long does it take to start a new habit?
Well, I've always been told and always heard that it's about 3 weeks. After you've been doing it maybe 21 days, it just starts to get easier. And so that's part of what is so great about Move It in May, is it's an impetus. It can get you off high center. It can start you moving towards something. And by the time we hit June 1, it just feels like what you can do. What the right thing becomes the easy thing.
And once again, this brown bag will be at?
It's at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic in the lower level classroom. It's from 12 to 12:45 tomorrow, Thursday, and every Thursday in May. And they're all free. So just bring your lunch or bring whatever, bring nothing. Just show up. And check out the website for more information. There's a lot of other events going on that we can't talk about all just right now. But we'll be back more to talk about those events. And so it's www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org. Whether you choose to register and participate online or not, you still are welcome to participate in all the events. And one other thing that's new this May is we got feedback from schools and the care center and a bunch of different groups that it was too difficult to register a large group on the internet. So we've created a printable log tracking form that is in multiple places on the website. It should be really easy to find. Or give us a call at the clinic at 387-2330, and we can get you one. So if you have a large group and it doesn't work for you to log, 25 students online, just get one of these tracking forms, and that's a way to keep track as well.
Well, thanks, Kristen. We've been speaking with Kristen Wharton of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, along with Hartley Newell Acero, a psychologist here in Grand Marais. And she is the featured speaker at the first Brown Bag Luncheon tomorrow, May 2nd, as all part of Move It in May. Thank you, and we'll start some new habits.
Thank you.